All right, Ken Roczen, man, some early moments where I was like, this dude's going to win it. This dude could win it. It didn't work out that way, and I don't know how you feel about your day, but some early moments where you made stuff work.
Yeah, every single race, whether it was quali race or first moto, I definitely had some speed in the beginning. Yeah. I don't know. I really, when it comes to motocross, just as of right now, I feel like I don't have it. You know what I mean? Yeah. I kind of rode tight. I haven't really ridden much moto either. And so I wasn't quite as ready as last year, you know. Obviously during the summer, I wasn't racing, but I was at least able to like maintain and ride. So it felt a bit more familiar to me.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know. I kind of like tightened up and it wasn't like, I'm not even tired. Like that was a tough part, especially in the first moto too. I just kind of have to let go because I have to pick my battles. I have to make it to the end in a halfway decent spot instead of locking up even more. So I don't know. It was a little bit weird. So my grip strength was just terrible, you know, and the track's so choppy and uphill and downhill. It was unbelievably technical. Like some of the downhill step downs landing in the ruts there was freaking gnarly. So, but yeah, I mean, I had really good speed and I just kind of like had to, you know, towards the end, it wasn't even like I was getting that tired. It's just I have to, you know, I just slowed down. And I just feel like overall I don't have the line selection. I just didn't really have the maintaining the speed type thing to – even though in the second moto I actually kept Jeffrey and Fevre, like once they passed me again, I kind of kept them in the same spot. But when it comes to speed-wise, I just kind of like was where I was, and I couldn't really go much faster actually.
It's one of those tracks where if you have the flow and you're feeling it, you're awesome. And if you don't, I think you're just like you're stopping and starting in the corners. You're not carrying your speed. Like it looked difficult and like technical. You nailed it.
Yeah, we were tinkering around with the bike a little bit too. Not massive changes, but I could have definitely used a little bit of help. But we made, you know, some of the right calls, and I think it's just it's a combination of stuff. This was a brutal outdoor track in general. So, and then the weather was just, I rode roll-offs both motos and I hated it. Like it's just the field of vision. We don't ever hardly ride roll-offs, and I really struggled with it, and I kind of had a little bit of a sweat issue too, even though it was cold. But you know, it doesn't really matter. So, anyways, it's just the roll off thing. But I was scared going to tear off just because with this fine rain, like I don't know, I just was scared. I guess in the second moto it stopped towards the end, so I should have picked tear offs. But you don't know that before, so it just was what it was. And because I think a lot of people pick roll offs anyway, so it's not an excuse. It's just something that I personally struggled with.
There was like 180 dudes with goggle issues today, so yeah, it was tough like for everybody.
Yeah, first moto I ran out of roll off actually, and I just dumped my goggles, and I only had a few laps to go, so I just kind of toughed it out. But you're roosting yourself. It was rocky. It was super clumpy, and it was hard to see the track because my eyes were watering, and you had a million ruts in every corner. So it was no joke. I'm honestly kind of glad just to get out of here healthy. Yeah. I did have a tip over in the second moto right before I wanted to pass Jorge. He was kind of just cruising, I think, and wanted to bring it home. And I dumped it over, and so then I fell way back. And I don't know. It was a few laps before the end.
How'd you do as a country overall?
I have no clue. Okay. Honestly,
I didn't see it either.
I don't even know where Max finished in the last one. Yeah. I talked up there for a quick second, wanted to just shower up and get ready and then head up later. But I honestly, as of right now, I have no idea where we actually finished overall. I think after the first and second moto, we were sixth.
Yeah, something like that.
But I think just, you know, I crashed and I was a little bit further back. I don't know. I hope maybe we're in the top 10. I don't know.
Hey, Nagel really surprised me. He crashed in the first turn of moto 2, came back to like 20th, I think, from basically dead last. And then I thought he rode in the second moto too. Like Nagel's pretty good.
Yeah, I think he lost his goggles too, and I don't know. He may have crashed again. Even I don't know. Yeah, it's and honestly, like he never rides those kind of conditions. Like I told Jeffrey, we were sitting in the Red Bull lounge. I told him, I'm like, well, now these kind of conditions, we have those in Supercross.
Yeah,
so just think about that. You know
that's
what I mean?
Good point. And this was just like about half of our Supercross series.
100%. Yeah, it's crazy. But now I'm freaking out on this outdoor track, the step downs. I'm like, dude, this is so sketchy. Yeah. But we have those conditions in Supercross. And yeah, it's just gnarly to think about, to be honest.
You like this race? You spent a lot of money to be here. Like you said, you wanted to come here. Like it's a point of pride for you. You really like this race?
Overall, absolutely. Yeah, this is a great race. I didn't have as much fun this year, but I think it's just because I wasn't as ready in general.
Yeah.
But overall, this is very unique. That's why I took the whole family too. I wanted them to experience a overseas, even though I feel like France last year was a little gnarlier, just fans-wise. But they were all only allowed to park so late and camp out so late, where it was kind of open in France. They were able to party on Thursdays and whatever. They didn't get to park it till Friday and whatnot. But anyway, she kept saying that she had so much fun just hanging out with people. We see a lot of, like, the Cairolis, too. We're good friends with them. So just seeing the people that we haven't seen in a long time. Same with my dad. But, yeah, it's a great race. I do really enjoy this. It is pricey for me to come here, right? This is taking the whole team and everything. But I do that because I wanted to be here.
It's a cool event. I always think the European ones are better. Sorry, America, for listening to this. But, yeah.
Because in America, it just feels – and I feel like I'm American, right? Like, I had my entire adult life there. But it just feels like we're going to a national. It's just not – it's not the same.
Yeah, I agree.
So coming over here is different. The chainsaws, the camping, and just – I don't know. It's just a different – but as for a rider, it is a crazy weekend because it's hard to leave the motorhome because – you can't walk anywhere without people, and which is fine, but we are so busy on Friday and Saturday with signings and this and that and A and B, and it's hard to, like, I want to take care – I would much rather just have a signing, take care of a bunch of people, but once you start taking photo with one, then there's a whole swarm coming, and, you know, I even struggled with – we were so busy, I even struggled eating dinner. Like, I ate so late because I had to go from A to B to C, and we try to take care of a lot of people when it comes to fans, and but it's tough to get everybody.
For sure. Thank you.
All right, thank you.